now, Nevada Real Estate Radio. You'll never go wrong when you get your advice from real estate professionals that you know, like, and trust. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nevada Real Estate Radio. Peter Padilla here. Glad to be with you today on a very nice, wintry afternoon. But you know what? It's getting warmer all the time, and more people are thinking about getting out and about, looking at real estate, talking about where they're going to move. Some of the people that are going to move, you know, they're not going to move into a house because a lot of seniors are moving to Northern Nevada. A lot of us are becoming seniors all across the country. And so when we're talking about people moving, nowadays, we're not talking just about moving to another house, but maybe it's moving out of the house and moving into a senior care facility. Today, we're going to be talking about that with the Director of Sales and Marketing from Kylie Ranch Senior Living. His name is John Murphy. We'll be back with him and talk more about real estate in Northern Nevada after this.
Time and time again, people come to Sage International Incorporated because they experience confusion about the entity or entities they have formed either on their own or through another service provider. If you do not understand how to obtain solid liability protection, effective tax reduction, or have never given any thought to the importance of exit or estate planning issues, then the Sage Facilitator Program was designed specifically for you. To learn more, call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 and schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill today. The Sage clients enrolled in the Sage Facilitator Program have discovered that this proprietary process creates tremendous peace of mind for themselves and their families. It's time for you to stop worrying by calling 775-786-5515 to learn more so we can help you today. Call Sage International.
The most productive hour of your week. Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
You're tuned in to 93.7 FM. This is Nevada Real Estate Radio. A lot of the people that I talk to, they're in the restaurant business, or maybe they're in the casino business, schools, a lot of business people. And you know, they all have one thing in common: plumbing. Absolutely. They all have big plumbing operations, a lot of heavy drain and sewer operations, and a lot of times, a standard plumber can't handle those big, big jobs. But that's why we talk about Rapid Rooter Commercial Drain and Sewer Cleaning Company. These guys are amazing. In fact, Rapid Rooter, Northern Nevada, this is the company that other plumbers call when they can't handle the job. You want to learn more? You want to have service 24/7, 365? Call Rapid Rooter Commercial Plumbing Drain and Sewer Cleaning Company. You can reach them in Northern Nevada, 775-322-4124, or visit the website, rapidrooternv.com, and tell them Peter sent you. Today, we're talking about senior living and about senior living in Northern Nevada at Kylie Ranch. With me in the studio, John Murphy. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Peter. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you back in the studio, John, because you were visiting with us years ago. You used to be in the radio business.
I did.
And you were in that world a long time.
35 years. Well, not just in radio, but a lot of it in radio.
Broadcasting, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of microphone work, a lot of communications. And after a lot of years in that world, I know you gravitated into the senior living world. And I remember when you did that, John, it was about 5 years ago. I remember I saw you did some postings on social media. And since you and I had been working before then, I was thinking, wow, you know, John is really stepping up now. Somebody found out how talented he is. And now he's going to be doing some great work in the senior living world. And I know how big and important that is, John, because so many people that I know are talking about that.
Yes.
What are we going to do next? You know, we're in our 60s, we're in our 70s. I might have a dad or an uncle, an aunt who's in the 70s and 80s. And in today's world, there are opportunities. So talk to us a little bit about the work you do at Kylie Ranch.
Well, we're an assisted living and memory care community. And we're part of a group managed by Integral Senior Living, which is based out of California, managing 110 communities similar to ours.
Wow.
And the company itself just turned 22. Mm-hmm. And we're privately owned, and we're in Northern Nevada. We have one community, and we're building another in Minden. And so we have 68 assisted living apartments where we are now in Sparks, Spanish Springs, really, but still Sparks, and 22 memory care suites.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a small community, which is really, I call it the future of senior living.
Mm-hmm.
Small boutique communities compared to the larger, like, apartment complex type communities that may have 200 or 300 apartments. Smaller seems to be the way to go in this business.
Yeah, it's more family-like, it seems like. So how many residents do you have in the Sparks location?
Currently we have, I have 55 and in assisted living, and then we have 22 in memory care.
Mm-hmm.
So we're almost full in memory care. We're all licensed by the state of Nevada, so we have a limit as to how many residents we are able to have, and that's 104.
Uh-huh. Well, that is still, like you say, it's a boutique type of arrangement because
yes.
that's still a relatively small number. I've worked for companies that have more employees than that, TV stations,
yes.
radio stations. And,
sure.
And I remember I pretty well knew everybody. I would say hello, and I knew everybody's name, and it's probably like that at Kylie Ranch Senior Living when you have that small residence.
Yes. We have a care staff, of course, for both memory care and assisted living. They're separate staffs because there's some additional training and certifications acquired for memory care.
Mm-hmm.
And the staffing ratios are much smaller in memory care as well. It's
mm-hmm.
one caregiver to six residents.
Mm-hmm.
In assisted living, it's a bit different, but we also employ, our resident care director is a nurse. Her staff of caregivers includes certified nursing assistants as well as med techs.
Mm-hmm.
And the med techs have a very critical job because everybody needs medications, it seems like.
Uh-huh.
So the med techs, that's what they do. And then the CNAs and the caregivers do things, what we call activities of daily living, like help people get dressed
mm-hmm.
or bathe or... really, anything you can imagine that is non-invasive, meaning like we can't do injections, even insulin injections. We're prohibited by law from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But most people just need a little help. You know, they just need help taking the right pills at the right times, reminding them to do things, and maybe a little help standing by while they're taking a shower. So. If they feel weak or something, there's someone there to help them.
Mm-hmm. So the senior living arrangement, it sounds like the residents feel like they're in their home.
Oh, yes.
But they have that additional assistance when they need it.
It's a safety net, really. And for the families also, it's peace of mind. Every one of our residents originally lived in their own home. However that looked, it was, you know, an apartment, a condo, a big single-family home.
Mm-hmm.
And one day or over a period of time, they discovered or their family discovered that they didn't feel safe, that maybe something, and it usually is an incident. Somebody takes a fall.
Yeah.
Somebody wanders out into the street and gets lost or gets behind the wheel of a car and gets lost. Something usually triggers an investigation into senior living, and we like to offer an environment where people can feel as independent as they want to be, even if they're not independent. You know, it's not a prison. There's a big fear that people have because they think, right, these people are in their, for the most part, in their 80s, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned senior living to them, and they think nursing home. They think back when they were younger and what existed 40, 50 years ago, and there were nursing homes, and they weren't very great. They were depressing places.
Was,
you know?
Yeah, I'm more institutional than anything, it
yes.
seemed like. And
yes.
I've been in some of those facilities, John, and sometimes it doesn't feel very, very friendly, very family. But I know that the new senior living facilities, like at Kylie Ranch, it's a whole different world.
Yes.
It is, you can still enjoy life and make new friends and
yeah.
do things. And that's why I'm excited to be talking about senior living with you, John, because I had parents who were in their 80s, 90s, and I had to interact with senior care facilities And my brothers and my sisters had to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really discovered then is that although my parents were getting good care at the facilities where they were, most of the benefit really came to the siblings, the children of my parents, mm-hmm. myself, because we had a level of comfort and satisfaction that we know they're being taken care of tonight, tomorrow. There is a source of stability in their lives. Mm-hmm. And my mother fell. That's how she ended up going into a senior care facility. And it was that incident. Sometimes that incident happens, and suddenly you realize you've got to change course.
Yeah.
And in the case of my mother, she moved out of the house that she loved, and she moved into a senior care facility. So that was not an incident where she was moving to another house. It was not an incident where she had sold the house for a profit and was now going to take those profits. And it was not that at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I think more and more people are going to be transitioning from their homes to senior care facilities of some sort, John, as we move toward the future.
Yeah.
It seems like this generation, there are a lot of us who are in this senior world.
Yes. You're right. And in the next decade, or even less, baby boomers, by 2030... all baby boomers will be at least 65 years old.
Yeah.
All of us. So that's a huge emerging market and population.
I was looking at some studies over the weekend, John, and what I discovered was that right now in 2024, there are more 65-year-olds in America than in history.
Yeah.
65 is really the hot number now.
That's yes.
Where you want to interact with the most people that you can. Reach out to some 65-year-olds.
Oh, sure.
I'm not 65, but I'm in that area.
Yes.
And so I'm still like that, John, and I know you are too.
Yes.
And well, the other thing I noticed about the senior generations of today, as opposed to my parents when they were in their 80s, 90s, is seniors today look like they're having a lot more fun.
Yes.
There's a lot more good life out there for it. And I think that is really the reason that the kids, the relatives of the seniors who are utilizing senior care facilities, that's why we're so happy. As
right.
far as we know, our parents, our loved ones are not institutionalized. They're living.
Yes.
They're just living at a higher level and a safer level.
Yes. There are more 65 today compared to 40 years ago is a much more active age.
Yeah.
But genetics and environment and diet all play a role in people's health. And so when that isn't true is when people have had a health issue, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they've had a stroke.
Yeah.
Or dementia is pretty common. Not everyone gets dementia. It's not a given, but many people do get it, and some people get it when they're very young. We have a 62-year-old resident with dementia,
oh.
so it can hit pretty early sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that can impact what you do. You can have an otherwise healthy body. You can be physically fit, but if your mind isn't following, it can be very tragic. And it's even more tragic when they're alone at home or even with a spouse. There are many
mm-hmm.
spouses who are caregivers,
yeah.
and they want to stay at home, and home is not always the best environment for them, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that there's options, great options here in Northern Nevada. One of them is Kylie Ranch Senior Living, and my guest today is John Murphy. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing. If you want to reach John, and you can't stay tuned to the whole show to hear all the contact information, I'll let you know right now, the website, KylieRanchSeniorLiving.com. I know you can get a lot of great information there and make contact with our guest today, John Murphy. We're going to come back, talk a little bit more about Kylie Ranch Senior Living and about other events happening in Northern Nevada and the real estate market back after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
A gratifying career as a CSA Head Start teacher or early Head Start teacher is your chance of a lifetime.
Hi, I'm Kara. I'm a teacher here at Early Head Start and Head Start. I've lived here all my life and I love being a teacher. And I love working with my coworkers. My coworkers here are just like my family. I'm happy to be helping the youngest people in Northern Nevada. If you want to be a teacher here at Head Start, you can call us at 775-786-6023.
Natakwa News. Fun for all ages. Natakwa News. Pick up your copy today. Natakwa.
Here is your host, Peter Padilla.
You're tuned in to 93.7 FM, and this is Peter Padilla. You know, when I'm in Northern Nevada, as I'm driving around and seeing all these great people, it's all the great kids that I see here in Northern Nevada. They are the future of our country, of our state, of our local community. In fact, I have so many people coming in and talk about real estate, I always remind them, the future homeowners that we're looking to maybe talk to in a few years are maybe 5, 6, 10, 15 years old. They're young people. And what do we need? We need smart young people in Northern Nevada and in America all across. The only problem is a lot of kids nowadays, they get falling behind in school. Next thing you know, they're a grade, two grades behind. But, you know, they don't hold anybody back anymore. They push them forward. Next thing you know, you might have a seventh grader, an eighth grader, doesn't even know how to read, can't do simple math. That's where the problems happen and continue in the future. But there's a way to stop that. We have to help these kids get caught up. One of the ways is many people are taking their kids to Fit Learning here in Northern Nevada. There are kids, get those kids caught up in school, and sometimes in as little as 40 hours they can progress to another grade just because they have the one-on-one attention, the special attention that people get for their kids at Fit Learning. Fit Learning is fantastic, and you can find out all about Fit Learning here in Northern Nevada by calling the folks at Empower Youth Foundation. Better yet, visit the website, empoweryouthfoundation.org. Visit the website, you'll learn all about the programs and the way that they help underprivileged kids take advantage of the Fit Learning model. There are ways to help all children, even the ones that cannot afford it. Visit the website. EmpowerYouthFoundation.org. John Murphy is with me in the studio. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing at Kylie Ranch Senior Living. I love Kylie Ranch. John, in fact, I visit up in the Sparks area some friends periodically. Mm-hmm. I drive right by Kylie Ranch, and I always like to think about what it was like 20 years ago, 50 years ago. What was it like? Was it truly a ranch, a working ranch?
It certainly was, Peter. In fact, we had a visit recently, a couple of months ago, from L. David Kiley, who is the youngest of three boys from the original Kiley Ranch family. And where our community sits used to be the ranch house. So it was a working cattle ranch.
Nice.
And surrounded by acres and acres, hundreds of acres of land where they raised cattle. And I also learned that just north of us was an airport back in the 1940s. And there's a school called Sky Ranch School, and there's a road called Sky Ranch. And that's why, because it was once an airport that I've lived here most of my life, and I never knew that.
I did not know that either. So there, besides the Reno Airport,
yes,
Stead Airport, there was an airport in the middle.
Certainly was.
How about that?
Yeah.
A lot of history in Northern Nevada, and I think that's why many people like to travel and reside and settle down in Northern Nevada like I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a great feeling that, you know, you're kind of in the remote area up here. There's not that many people like
right.
There was in Phoenix when I moved here from, in Denver. I mean, those cities have become huge. Thank goodness the Northern Nevada, Truckee Meadows area, it has its limitations
yes.
as far as surface area. So it's only going to get so large, but people not only want to move here, but they want to stay here even in retirement.
Yes.
And that's why senior living is our topic today. When we talk about some of the features and the benefits of senior living, like at Kylie Ranch Senior Living Center, John, there's a lot of them. You brought a great sheet here that gives me some lists. So let's talk about a little bit about
sure.
multiple floor plan options. So you can find the floor plan that's right for you. If you're used to living in a big house, you don't want to live in some cubicle, something
yes.
tiny. So there's an option to move into something bigger. What are they like?
Oh, certainly. Well, we, for example, have 10 floor plans. Most senior living communities have that or even more, anywhere from a studio efficiency apartment all the way up to large two-bedroom apartments with a bonus den, for example. It's a big change to move for most people from a single-family home into a community. So to have some options available for them is important, and that begins with the floor plan, and people are, you know, everybody has their expectations. We're known for our large bathrooms, for example. We have the biggest bathrooms in the industry. People are very surprised. Other places might have a larger living area or something, you know.
So I like the fact that there's restaurant-style dining available. Your brochure says it's dining elevated to its finest.
Well, that's what we say, and we better live up to that because our residents will tell us, and they do, when we're not. We have – every day we have a an entree featured for each meal. Even for breakfast, we'll do, like, Belgian waffles one day and along with, you know, standard breakfast fare. But we also have an anytime menu which residents can order from any time of day during meal times. And it features a lot of a pretty wide variety of entree selections. And that food, you know, we do talk it up quite a bit. And the residents are the ultimate judge. And when someone visits our community, a common question is, how's the food? My answer typically is, why don't we go ask some residents how the food is? And they're going to tell you it's pretty good. Because when you're 84 years old, nobody gets a 10. Nobody gets an A anymore because you just don't. But pretty good in my book is excellent. And so we have a high standard to live up to, and I think we do a good job of that every day.
Well, that food has got to – that's got to hit – to me, that's the number one thing because you can work around everything. Food, you better be good or
you're
not coming back. So one of the things that I'm looking for someday down the road, John, when I retire, I might move to a senior living center. But regardless, I'm looking forward to not having to do housekeeping. So when somebody moves into Kylie Ranch Senior Living and they have their own apartment, I mean, what is the housekeeping situation like? Do you have to do a certain amount of it on your own? Is it all taken care of? What's the deal?
We do weekly housekeeping. That's included. And that is dusting, vacuuming. We mop the floors. We wipe off the hard surfaces. We give you new toilet paper so you never have to buy toilet paper. You know, we never run out of that. We empty the garbage every day. And we will change the bed linens and towels on your housekeeping day and launder them. And, you know, changing a bed is a big chore even for – I don't even like doing it, but we do it, right? And then we also have personal laundry service included. And for those folks who have extra laundry or maybe they'd rather not have us do their, you know, personal laundry, we have laundry areas that are no charge where they can do their own laundry.
Oh, you can do your own laundry. That's nice. That's nice. Because some people do like to take care of their own laundry. I'm kind of like that person myself. Just something I grew up doing. And my mom always told me, you want clean socks? Wash them.
Wash them yourself.
She taught me good. You know, I know how to do that. A lot of folks worry about their pet. And, you know, I know seniors become pet owners, many seniors, because they need company. They want a companion. They don't have maybe a spouse is deceased, or maybe they have don't have much of a family. Whatever the situation, they've taken on a pet for years. Now suddenly they're going to move into senior care facility, and then wait a minute, no pets allowed? What's going on there? Well, what's the situation, Kylie Ranch? It looks to me like you are pet friendly.
Caring for a pet takes some work, depending on the pet. So what we do in a couple of cases, we have residents that loved our community because they could bring their dogs in, and we have a couple of medium-sized dogs that the residents need help caring for these pets. So we help them much as we would if we there's a fee involved. So like if we help somebody get dressed every morning or help them with a activity of daily living, helping with the pet becomes part of that plan. Most of our residents, though, I mean, we have, right now we have about a half a dozen dogs, as many cats, and two parrots.
Oh, my.
And, you know, each in their own right is a great companion for their residents. So, yes, we love our pet friends.
So this is, we're talking about great options for living in Northern Nevada. A lot of people have been hesitant to think about selling their homes, John, because they've got so many years living in a home. They've got this great interest rate that somebody might have. A lot of people, they've got their home paid off for, and they're thinking, why would I want to move anywhere when I've got my home paid off here and I don't even have any payments here? But the problem is, when seniors get older, like I'm getting there before too long, you start to be less functional in some aspects of your world. You might get to a point where you can't do certain things. Maybe you can't cook for yourself. Maybe you can't clean for yourself. You may need some assistance with medications or maybe getting to appointments. Whatever the situation is, if you need help but you want to maintain a positive living lifestyle, John, it sounds to me like senior living is one of the great ways to go. And Kiley Ranch here in Northern Nevada, the photos that I'm looking at and the area that I've driven through, it's absolutely beautiful up there.
We do. We're very fortunate to be. We have 6 acres, and there currently there's no one around us. But there will be people around us, and yet the planning calls for, it's not going to be very dense, you know. We're a single-story community.
Yeah,
there's some advantages to that. Everybody gets a good dose of sunshine in their apartment at any given time of day. I like everything about it. And people ask me, well, why don't I live there? Well, you know what? I could move in tomorrow.
Well, I bet you could. You
I'm thinking
there.
About it, yes.
Listen, everywhere I've worked, I could move into because I spent a lot of time there. But, John, I can tell that it's a great place to be because you've got a great smile on your face, and you're very positive about talking about Kiley Ranch Senior Living. And that, to me, sends the biggest message to myself and to our audience that it is a great place to be. And I want to make sure people understand that this is a great option for residential real estate transactions. You know, if somebody, a senior, needs to sell their home and you're wondering where they're going to go because now they need a smaller house, they need a smaller place, they need some place that they can be taken care of that, you know, is accessible, senior living might be a better way to go. If you have questions, I encourage you to call John Murphy, Director of Sales at Kiley Ranch Senior Living, 775-387-3700. John, I'm going to put all of your contact information on our website, NevadaRealEstateRadio.com.
Thank you, Peter.
I do have one more thing I want to talk to you about. You mentioned it early in our conversation, and you were talking about memory care.
Yes.
When we come back, I want to cover that topic.
Okay.
We'll be back with more on Nevada Real Estate Radio after this. CSA puts all resources into classrooms. Head Start teachers get more time for planning, parental involvement, and one-on-one time with students.
I'm Sheila. I'm born and raised here in Reno, Nevada, and I currently work at Early Head Start. I work with the 1 to 2 year olds. It's very exciting to see the growth, not only with the children, but as well with the families. If you enjoy making a difference in kids' lives, please come join us here at Early Head Start or Head Start at csareno.org.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
Big news in the national publications this weekend says crisis for realtors could be good news for homebuyers. So the National Association of Realtors appeared to hit a rock bottom this last October when a Kansas City jury delivered a $1.8 billion verdict, finding that the industry of real estate kept homeowners' sales fees artificially high. But the threat to the powerful trade group is about to get worse. Copycat lawsuits have been filed around the nation. Dozens of real estate brokerages are now defendants. Many regulators are scrutinizing the industry more closely than they have in many, many years. Brokerage executives are pressuring the National Association of Realtors to settle legal claims nationwide. They're worried that more large verdicts could punish residential firms and local real estate associations into bankruptcy. They are complaining that the NAR failed to convey the gravity of this threat. There has been consistently an arrogant attitude of senior officers of the association, said Dave Leninger, chairman of brokerage franchisor RE/MAX Holding. RE/MAX was also a defendant in the Kansas City lawsuit, but settled before the trial. The National Association of Realtors spokesman said that the organization has always been committed to working with the industry to improve its policies and resolve its legal threats. Now, a Missouri jury found that the powerful trade organization and two brokerages had conspired to keep fees paid to buyers' agents high. Long before that fiasco, some real estate executives had urged NAR to change the decades-old commission structure, but the organization refused. The industry now appears headed for significant changes in how buyers' agents are paid, a system that NAR has fought for decades to protect. One possibility is that sellers would no longer decide up front how much buyers' agents get paid, giving buyers more power to negotiate. More buyers might opt to buy homes without using agents at all, which could save them money on commissions, but might put them in a less sophisticated situation because first-time home buyers, they're not that experienced. Consumer advocates hope that the changes to the National Association of Realtors rules will lower commissions, making home purchases a little bit more affordable. The typical commission from 5 to 6% of the purchase price is split between the buyers and sellers' representatives. It's one of the highest in the world, is what the National Association of Realtors is saying. Now, for the industry, these changes can really be painful. If fewer buyers use agent, well, that could punish a lot of agents and push them out of the industry, reducing the National Association of Realtors' size and lobbying power. Right now, they have 1.5 million members and a total asset base of more than $1 billion. Yet its future is rarely looked more uncertain than it does today. NAR is at the forefront of issues affecting the lives of millions and millions of people. The organization's interim chief executive said in a written statement, "We have a profound obligation when navigating complex litigation that has the potential to affect not just our industry, but the entire American economy." Boy, is that right. I mean, look what's happened since interest rates started to rise about 3 years ago. And then the tightening of supply issues all across the country created more demand for people to stay home with the COVID lockdowns and the work from home policies. And next thing you know, we are in a box and no one can move because of these policies that have been put into implementation over the course of the last several years. That has to change, ladies and gentlemen, because there is so much chaos in every element of business, it's no wonder it's finally hit the housing market. Over the 116-year industry, National Association of Realtors has repeatedly fended off lawsuits and Justice Department inquiries about the industry practices. Its legal maneuverings and clout have enabled it to maintain a tight grip overall on the residential real estate business that shapes how Americans buy and sell homes and the costs associated with those transactions. NAR members must pay hundreds of dollars a year in dues to join this national, state, and local real estate realtor association. Well, this industry appears to be headed for a lot of changes ahead, and there are a lot of concerns in the industry. Top real estate executives are worried about taking the class action lawsuits in Chicago and Kansas City in front of real juries. The industry executives, they are privately urging NAR to alter its commission policy and scrap a mandate that governed how buyers' agents get paid. Doing that, they argue, would weaken the plaintiffs' cases. It sounds like they're grasping for all sorts of ways to get this situation taken care of, because it is causing havoc all across the country. In many real estate markets, real estate agents can't leave NAR without losing access to databases of real estate listings. Real estate brokerages, Redfin announced in October that it had resigned from NAR, the NAR board, and was requiring its agents to leave the association whenever possible. Now, so far, only agents in a couple of markets have been able to leave. More than 70% of real estate agents surveyed in mid-October by 1000 Watt and BAM, a real estate media company, said they would leave NAR if they would still be able to view the listing database and be able to give tours of homes for sale. Well, it is really something when you find that agents and brokerages in all parts of the country, they've reached out to co-owners and trying to find ways to get more buyers taken care of without having to deal with all of these industry issues and legal concerns that are plaguing the industry today. My recommendation here in Northern Nevada, ladies and gentlemen, continue to contact a licensed real estate professional before you start looking for homes. That licensed real estate professional will tell you this: get pre-approved for a mortgage if you are going to get a loan. If you're going to pay for cash, just make sure all of your documents are in order on any other real estate that you own, because that will be needed to be checked to make sure you're current on taxes, current on insurance, etc., homeowners associations if you've got them. That's what you get when you talk to a licensed real estate professional. They'll give you the guidance you need today. We're going to come back and talk more with our in-studio guest about senior living at Kylie Ranch Senior Living with my guest, John Murphy. We're back after this.
If you want the best tax and legal secrets used by successful real estate investors today, contact Sherry Hill, the Wealth Protection Diva at Sage International Incorporated, a local company that's been helping new as well as seasoned real estate investors for over 20 years protect their hard-earned wealth today. To schedule a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry, call 775-786-5515. That's 775-786-5515 to strategize with the Wealth Protection Diva today. Call Sage International.
If you love teaching and want to make a difference in the lives of our young children, become a teacher at Community Services Agency Head Start or Early Head Start programs.
Please call us at 775-786-6023.
And we're back on Nevada Real Estate Radio. One of the great things that I love doing as a homeowner is becoming a beekeeper. 7 years ago, I took that dive, and I'm in my seventh year of beekeeping, and it is a ton of fun. Meet great people. It's a great way to learn positive things, and you know you're always doing something good for the universe when you're a beekeeper. Young people, old people, middle-aged folks, all kinds. Everybody that I talk to is interested in the world of honeybees and protecting our environment. Of course, the honey is pretty good too, and the bee pollen and beeswax, and oh, it just goes on and on. I could talk about bees all day, but I'm not going to, because starting tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, I'm at the Nevada State Beekeepers Conference. It's a really great place to be, a great place to see what happens when you become a beekeeper. So many nice people. You see all the products. You learn about different things to do with your beehive and all the benefits that you can offer to your friends and family and so much more. If you want to learn more, visit our website, NevadaStateBeekeepers.org. And if you're ever interested in learning more about beekeeping, please ask me, Peter, and I will be more than happy to get you pointed in the right direction. Today, we're talking about senior living and the senior care facilities in Northern Nevada, focusing today on Kylie Ranch Senior Living. John Murphy is my guest. He's the director of sales and marketing, and people need to know about the great benefits that businesses, that companies have in Northern Nevada. John, that's why you're here with us today. I love talking to you about senior living, but there's other things that you have available. I see on your marketing material here that I hadn't heard a lot about before, and maybe our listeners haven't heard a lot about. So let's talk about them. One of them is memory care. Mm-hmm. You mentioned memory care earlier in our show as part of the Kylie Ranch Senior Living offerings, but never really heard any other facility offer that? So tell us what it really is involving.
Certainly. Well, we are not the only place that offers memory care. There are quite a few really good options for people when it comes to memory care. Of course, we like to think we do it a little differently and a little better, and part of that starts with the fact that we're a small memory care community to start with. We have 22 memory care apartments, and there's advantages to having a small environment for people with memory issues. Mm-hmm. And the design of our memory care community, it's a little hard to explain, but if you ever have a chance to come out and visit, I'll be happy to show you around. That has a lot to do with the effectiveness of, how effective we are with managing residents who have memory issues.
Yeah. I love what I'm seeing on your brochure here. It says that it's talking about Generation Signature Programs.
Yes.
Create an immersive environment focusing on the individual's strengths to foster moments of achievement. First one I see there is called Tune Into Me, an individualized jukebox.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. So music plays a part.
Music plays a huge part, Peter, in the world of dementia, which includes Alzheimer's. Music will elicit not only memories, but emotions with anyone, really. Yeah. I'd say without exception. So with us, music is a big part of our vibrant life activity agenda, mm-hmm. which we have a separate agenda for memory care, a separate calendar of activities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And music every day really is very fulfilling to see people respond.
Yeah.
To activities including music.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to some country and western this weekend, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about my dearly deceased sister, Tina, mm-hmm. and my sister, Tina, loved country music, and when I played Hank Williams, mm-hmm. all of a sudden, it was like she was in the room again.
Yes, yes.
And I was thinking about all the cool things. I was talking to my wife about how much fun Tina was, and you know, music, just one song did it. And,
yes.
And it's got to be a great help in your program. So I love that, the Tune Into Me program. The next one I read about is also fascinating to me, John. It's called Culinary Creations, Preparing Recipes from the Past.
Yes. Well, everyone is full of stories, and while not everyone can remember a recipe, mm-hmm. With a little help, it's funny, people will remember things from 40, 50, 60 years ago in great detail.
Yeah.
Where they can't remember 5 minutes ago or last week or last month or last year. And recipes are part of that. So what we try to do is work with residents. And, of course, just statistically, most of our residents, as with any other senior living community, are women. Mm-hmm. But we have, once in a while, we have male residents who, they have great stories, and some of them have great recipes as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, John, I came from a big family, and I was one of the youngest kids. So my mom was 45 years old when I was born. My mm-hmm. dad was 50. So by the time I was a teenager in my early 20s, they were old. They were seniors, mm-hmm. and they were moving on to their latter years in life. But my mother, I always remembered, she would make tortillas in this big pan. And when she moved to the senior care facility, I got that pan.
Oh, yes.
And every now and then I whip it out and I make tortillas or something else in it. And again, the recipe, I remember her recipes. It really induces my memory.
Yes.
I start to remember all these things, right? Because I've got to. I'm doing this project. And it's so much fun at the same time. So there's that sense of gratification. And then I also feel that to a degree I'm exercising my brain.
Oh, certainly. Well, you are.
And it takes a lot of activity to really keep the brain in tune, just like any muscle. Mm-hmm. So I like to try to play games, mind games, memory games, riddles, puzzles. Mm-hmm. And is that something that continues at Kylie Ranch Senior Living? Do you guys have ways to challenge people's minds, challenge people in other ways so
Certainly.
That they can stay current?
Every day. Mm-hmm. And they usually involve word games. Mm-hmm. Trivia is a little difficult, as you might imagine, but anything that will engage people's brain. And we make it fun, though. So it's not so much academically challenging as it is fun.
Yeah.
And it works. We have our own brand of activities. Our Vibrant Life program for memory care, I think, is the best in the industry. And we witness the fruits of our labors every day when it comes to those activities.
Yeah.
It's so fulfilling. And families notice it as well.
Sure.
And, you know, you're already worried. Having a parent with dementia is, I know firsthand, it's just an awful, awful thing to go through. But if they can be in a great environment where they're, you know, there's no cure for any sort of dementia, but if you can create a place where people can live with it and enjoy life and be responsive and be social, for all of us who work at Kylie Ranch, that's so fulfilling. And that's a big reason why we go to work every day, you know.
Oh, you feel good about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
It makes a huge difference. So it's called Generations Memory Care.
Yes.
And it's what you do to make the community different. And so some of the things that I see that makes memory care community different is that its prime focus is on team members taking care of residents.
Mm-hmm.
The community requires that your care partners that they complete extensive certified initial and ongoing training to better support the individuals that live there.
Yes.
And that need this different kind of care, Generations Memory Care. The community will assist you and in any family member that is able to visit with the folks at Kylie Ranch Senior Living about displaying the honors of their story in a lifetime.
Yes.
And the community delivers signature programs, inspiring loved ones from Never Stop Exploring to It's All Right. You say that focuses on the right side of the brain, huh?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Community celebrates the personhood of each individual by getting to show who they were and who they still are.
Yes.
The community honors the past, connects with the present, and inspires the future of loved ones. And, you know, I'm talking to people that need this to consider for their senior parents, mm-hmm. senior relatives, maybe someday for ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's never too late to learn or too early to learn about what kind of facilities are available, what kind of senior care facilities are available. And quite frankly, we all better learn about them because there are so many of us.
Yes.
Like we mentioned earlier, John, the baby boomers, there are more 65-year-olds now than there were in any time in history. And there's going to be more seniors than ever in just a few years because mm-hmm. we're all getting to that time. So do this for yourself. Do this for a family member. Learn about senior care living. And today we're focusing on Kylie Ranch Senior Care Living. John Murphy, glad you've been with us today. If somebody wants to reach you and talk more about Kylie Ranch Senior Living, what is the best way?
Well, you can call the community at 775-387-3700, and or you can go to the website at KylieRanchSeniorLiving.com, and there's a lot of good information on there and floor plans, and we're very transparent about pricing. A lot of people, that's the first question they have is how much is all of this, so I'd be happy to share all of that with you.
Oh, yeah. If sure. It's important. Yeah, those things are important to know. So when we talk about the Generations Memory Care, very important for a lot of people. But there's another element, John, that we've talked about a bit, and we haven't covered it very much, and it's respite care. Mm-hmm. And when I found out about respite care, that to me is really fascinating because this is for people that maybe aren't ready to go into senior care living, but they need some assistance, or maybe their children need some assistance. Explain how respite care works.
Certainly. Respite care, on one hand, could be for seniors who have had a brief hospital stay, or maybe they're coming out of a rehab skilled nursing facility, but they really can't go home. It's not a safe place for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they could come into our community on a short-term basis, anywhere from 3 days to 30 days, for example, and come into, essentially you're renting a, it's like a hotel room, very mm-hmm. nice, with all your meals and the cares on site. And on the other hand, families who quite often these days are caregivers for their elderly parents who may share a home with them or a mother-in-law quarters or something, adult children need a break too, just to be keep healthy and sane.
Yeah.
So respite care offers them the ability to bring a parent or parents by and have them stay with us. And they know that we'll take care of them, we'll feed them, we'll introduce them to some other people. In some cases, people really, they'll tell us, they'll go home, but they really don't want to leave. So sometimes our hope is we'll see them back someday.
Yeah, sure.
But it's just a shorter term, kind of a trial stay or a necessary stay in some cases.
That's a great option, you know, because so many people, they just don't know if they want to make that commitment. They're not sure if their relative is going to like it or the relative isn't sure that the kid's going to like it. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be, sometimes you have an emergency and you need somebody to help take care of your senior parents or senior uncles, aunts, whatever the case. And knowing that Kylie Ranch Senior Living can take care of that, well, that's a great relief because you mm-hmm. don't have to leave them in a hospital. You don't have to leave them in mm-hmm. a medical facility. If they're able to basically take care of themselves but they still need some help, well, respite care could be the best way to go. I think that would be a great vacation for young children or children that are taking care of their senior parents.
Oh,
they
yes.
need a little break, and they need somebody to take care of mom or dad. Kylie Ranch Senior Living Respite Care sounds like a great idea, John. Did you come up with that yourself, or was that all?
Oh, no. Respite care has been around in the senior living industry for some time, but we don't often talk about it, and I think part of that might be that a lot of companies focus on the longer term. They want somebody to move mm-hmm. in permanently. But I really like the fact that we have dedicated apartments that are furnished, ready to move in, and for just dedicated to respite care.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a good option for us. So I talk about it as often as I can where it's appropriate.
Yes. So for all of our real estate listeners, our realtors especially, if you are talking to some seniors that are really struggling to think about why they can't sell their house. So many people are saying they cannot sell their house because they have no place to go. They have nobody to take care of them. They can't afford to buy another house for all a variety of reasons. Please consider Kylie Ranch Senior Living as an option to recommend. All the information is on their website, KylieRanchSeniorLiving.com. And John Murphy, I know you'll be ready to talk to anybody that makes contact with you about these great opportunities in your new and your fantastic career in the world of senior living.
You're right. I'll be ready, and thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm glad you came to visit with us today, John, and I hope you come back and visit with us again sometime soon.
I will do.
All right. We're on the air again next week. Same time, same station. Tell your friends and family to tune in, and then they can make a great deal when it comes time to buy or sell real estate or consider a move up to Kylie Ranch Senior Living. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to Nevada Real Estate Radio with Peter Padilla. We value your listenership. Want to talk with Peter? Send an email to Peter@NevadaRealEstateRadio.com.
Sage International Incorporated fosters the entrepreneurial spirit by first educating our clients. In fact, we wrote the best-selling book, Incorporate and Get Rich, as recommended by Robert Kiyosaki in his bestseller, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. For over two decades, we have taught thousands of business owners, real estate investors, professionals, and entrepreneurs how to properly structure their business and personal assets to avoid the three flaming arrows of challenge: income taxes, liability exposure, probate, and death taxes. Call Sage International Incorporated at 775-786-5515 to set up a free 30-minute consultation with Sherry Hill if you want to experience peace of mind today. That's 775-786-5515. Call Sage International.
Next time on the Sherry Hill Show, I have Amanda Smith with Compassion Care Hospice. We're going to break through the myths of what hospice actually is and why it is critical that for you or a loved one, you advocate for yourself and know this amazing service exists for you. Join us to learn more. The Sherry Hill Show, Mondays, 11:30 a.m. and Sundays at 1 p.m. on 93.7 FM. The Sherry Hill Show, where business is amplified.